Now let's turn to international news and our weekly check-in with our colleagues at the BBC in London, where President Trump landed just hours ago. He is there for a state visit with the Queen, and Rich Preston is outside of Buckingham Palace now, where all of the pomp and circumstance is set to take place. And Rich, this isn't the first time the president has come to the UK, right?
No, it's not. He was here last year, but that was a working visit. This is his first state visit, which is an official visit hosted by the Queen. He's actually the third US president to get a state visit. Previous people who've had that honour, George W. Bush and President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump arrived at 9 o'clock this morning, London time. That's 1 in the morning for you guys in Arizona. And he was greeted off Air Force One by Woody Johnson, the current US ambassador to the UK. He then made his way into central London, where he was met at Buckingham Palace by Prince Charles and the Queen. At Buckingham Palace, Mr. Trump inspected the Grenadier Guards. Lauren, those are the guys with the big red jackets and the huge, fluffy black bearskin hats that
yes.
you recognise from London postcards. And then he had a lunch with various members of the royal family. And then it was on to Westminster Abbey, where Mr. Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This evening, that's when the kind of real formalities take place. It's back to Buckingham Palace for speeches and a state banquet. Tomorrow, Mr. Trump has a breakfast with Prime Minister Theresa May, and later on this week he'll be visiting Ireland, where he owns a golf course, and taking part in events to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, and he'll be doing that in both the UK and in France. Now, while he's here in London, there are some things that he isn't going to be doing that one may expect from a state visit. He's not getting a procession in a golden carriage down the Mall. That's the big road that leads towards Buckingham Palace, and that's something that most state guests get, but not US presidents. Secret Service, not a huge fan of this big open carriage, and he's also not going to be addressing the British Parliament.
So how has he been received there? I mean, the last time he visited the UK, it was not without controversy.
Yes, that's right. Last time Mr. Trump was here, an estimated 250,000 people took to the streets to voice their anger at President Trump being invited to the UK. Now, that cost British taxpayers an estimated $18 million. Currently, it's a bit too early to say how this visit's gone down. There were certainly hundreds outside Buckingham Palace to see the President arrive this morning when Marine One landed in the garden. But we are expecting demonstrations tomorrow, and numbers circulating suggest it may be as many as were here last time. And the cost that's been tagged to that is around $22 million. Now, Mr. Trump is a divisive President, I don't need to tell you that, and one who's not afraid of offering his opinions. Before he even landed, he tweeted criticism of London's Mayor Sadiq Khan, calling him a stone-cold loser. And in an interview with the British newspaper The Sun before his trip, he chipped in on who he thinks should replace Theresa May as Prime Minister, and he commented on the UK's ongoing Brexit negotiations.
So you mentioned the runners to replace Theresa May as Prime Minister. This is a sensitive time for the UK politically. So how is this playing out? Are those people who are running for that position talking about President Trump?
Well, they're being very diplomatic. Now, Theresa May steps down at the end of this week, so they're kind of playing their cards carefully. President Trump offered his support for Boris Johnson, the former Foreign Secretary. He said that he would make an excellent replacement for Theresa May. And he also commented on Nigel Farage, the Brexit Party leader, who he called a good friend. And in fact, Mr. Trump said he'd like to meet them both during his trip. Now, it's not been confirmed whether that will actually happen. And they've not commented publicly on Mr. Trump's comments, though I'm sure they're grateful for his support. Nigel Farage did say, however, that President Trump has come here as a friend and that we should be welcoming him and looking for any potential deals the UK can strike with the US. Some political leaders, however, have said they will refuse to meet Mr. Trump. The opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has said the president is a climate change denier who uses racist and misogynistic rhetoric. So lots of pomp and ceremony here in London, lots of flags fluttering, but not everyone happy that Donald Trump's in town.
Yeah, all right. That's the BBC's Rich Preston outside of Buckingham Palace. Rich, thank you so much.
Good to talk to you, Lauren.